From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken Duvall with your headlines for Tuesday, March 17th.
Coming up, Shasta County leaders are bringing in a new health care provider for the county jail after a string of inmate deaths.
Also, a major labor endorsement in California's governor's race. SEIU California is throwing its support behind East Bay Congressman Eric Swalwell.
And after a string of business closures, Chico leaders are set to talk about what comes next for downtown at tonight's council meeting.
That's all coming up, but first. An unseasonable hot spell is settling over the northern Sacramento Valley this week. Forecasters say Chico, Redding, and surrounding communities will feel a little bit like summer. NSPR's Andre Bayek has more.
The National Weather Service says Chico could climb from the upper 80s early this week to around 92 degrees by Thursday and Friday. Redding is expected to hit highs around 95 degrees on those days. Forecasters say the heat is bringing minor heat risk across much of the valley, with moderate heat risk possible later in the week. Cooler temperatures overnight should help limit the danger for now. Still, the Weather Service urges people spending time outdoors to drink plenty of water and wear sunscreen. Rivers fed by melting snow are also running dangerously cold and are risky for swimmers. In Chico, I'm Andre Bayek.
Leaders in Shasta County are hiring a new health care provider for the county jail following a string of concerning inmate deaths. The Board of Supervisors approved a three-year, $25 million contract with Medi-Co to provide medical and behavioral health services there. According to Shasta Scout, Sheriff Michael Johnson told the supervisors last week that the unusually high number of deaths over the last 2.5 years, necessitated the move.
Downtown Chico and its future will be up for discussion at today's city council meeting. Mayor Casey Reynolds and Councilmember Mike O'Brien both requested to have the topic put on the agenda following a string of business closures and growing public concern about the area. While the city is currently in the middle of a longer-term downtown revitalization project, tomorrow's conversation will focus on short-term goals. One idea being floated is to turn downtown Chico into an entertainment zone, similar to Redding. This would allow for alcoholic drinks to be openly carried and consumed in specific public areas.
A new California bill, AB 46, would give judges more discretion to send defendants to trial if they believe someone could pose a real danger to public safety. Right now, a defendant diagnosed with a mental illness must, in nearly all cases, be diverted to a mental health diversion program. Several North State District Attorneys support the new bill. In a press release, Yuba County DA Clint Curry says the current law has become a, quote, get-out-of-jail-free card. Butte County DA Mike Ramsey says right now a judge's discretion is limited in deciding if a defendant should be diverted.
It would have to be found by the judge beyond a reasonable doubt that you are going to commit a murder or a sex crime. In other words, kind of future crimes. And that is almost an impossible burden in most all cases.
The bill is scheduled for a hearing in the state Senate today.
And California's Service Employees International Union, or SEIU, has formally endorsed Bay Area Congressman Eric Swalwell in California's race for governor. Cap Radio's Laura Fitzgerald reports.
SEIU California is made up of 750,000 workers, including nurses, janitors, healthcare workers, school employees, court staff, and city and county employees. The union says it's backing East Bay Congressman Eric Swalwell for governor. In a statement, SEIU California described Swalwell as an advocate for working people and praised his willingness to take on the Trump administration. Swalwell is also among the leading Democrats, according to recent polling. Arnulfo de la Cruz is president of SEIU 2015, a union representing long-term caregivers.
This has not been a judgment of candidates. It's been who we feel most aligns with the values of our members, but is also able to win.
Clutching the SEIU endorsement is a significant step forward for Swalwell, especially in a state where organized labor wields tremendous political power. But in this race, labor support is somewhat divided. Former Representative Katie Porter secured endorsements from the Teamsters, the United Auto Workers, and the National Union of Healthcare Workers. Former LA Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa won over the state building and construction trades. And former Attorney General Javier Becerra is endorsed by the California State Council of Laborers. In Sacramento, I'm Laura Fitzgerald.
In other things to know today, California State Senator and congressional candidate Mike McGuire is returning to the North State this week for several campaign stops. He'll be at the Red Bluff Community Center tomorrow. Then he's off to Willows on Friday before coming back to Chico on Saturday for a stop at Rotary Park. McGuire is a Democrat from Sonoma County and is running to represent the 1st Congressional District. He's entered the special election to finish the late Doug LaMalfa's term, as well as the regular midterm election. Democratic candidate Audrey Denny is holding a campaign event Sunday in Chico at Argus Bar and Patio. Republican James Gallagher will be in Marysville on Thursday.
Also, a traveling replica of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial is coming to Glenn County. The Wall That Heals exhibit will be on display at Orland High School Stadium later this month from March 26th to March 29th. The 3/4 scale recreation of the Memorial Wall in Washington, D.C. honors the memories of more than 58,000 U.S. service members who died during the Vietnam War. It will be open 24 hours a day, comes with a mobile education center, and will be free to the public.
And those are your headlines for Tuesday, March 17th. Our theme song is Burrow, and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken Duvall. Have a great St. Patrick's Day.